Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Well, here we go, Diesel. It is time to take a look at all of the time slots happening in college football this weekend, including tonight. It is our weekend menu. What games are the best? If you that's right. That's what it sounds like when you taste something good. You get that. You smack your lips a little bit. Look, YouTube TV, the multi-view, the four screens, all of that's put away for this segment. Turn your YouTube TV off, please, Tolos, and let's all go back to our the back bedroom. Find that big clunky TV that could probably sink a boat in 2025, and we're going to pull that sucker out. You only get to choose one game during these time slots. No multi-view, no four screen, no sports bar, no restaurant. No. One game is all you get to choose during the weekend menu. That's the rules. That's the rules, Diesel. Are you ready for a little weekend menu? Hope you're hungry.
Yeah, I even have a little music bed, Cole, to get us started here.
Oh, this, gosh. This just don't always make me hungry.
Yeah.
You're going to make me hungry.
Going to a delicious Italian restaurant.
I like that. I really do.
Ristorante.
That makes me want to go to, you're going to fuss at me for saying this. Let's go Olive Garden. I know you're not saying it's not real Italian, but I still like Olive Garden. I'm not too good for Olive Garden.
If they serve pasta, they're serving Italian. It's fine by me.
All right, let's start with on the weekend menu tonight's window, which is not horrible, by the way. You know, sometimes Diesel, that Friday night window is not the greatest.
Sure.
Tonight's not bad. I've got four options for you, college football fans out there. You get to choose one. If you get to sit home during the 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock window, you have to choose from two games, Louisville-Miami. That is the number two team in the country playing tonight at Miami, at Hard Rock Stadium. Miller Moss, Carson Beck, sign me up. Unfortunately, I won't be able to watch because I'll have the Burns game right here on the Fan Upstate. But that's going head-to-head with 8 o'clock Nebraska versus Minnesota. You only get to choose one. Not Nebraska, Minnesota, and Louisville, Miami. If you're choosing one, Diesel, which game tonight are you going to go with?
Oh, that one is easy, Cole. We're going to stay inside the ACC, Louisville, Miami.
Yeah.
It's a 4-1 team against a 5-1 team. 5-0 team. The number two team in the country. A Heisman Trophy favorite at this point.
Sure.
And everybody kind of wants to see, is Miami for real? Like, for years and years and years, people have been telling us, Miami's back, Miami's back, Miami's back. They've never been back. And so I think people are waiting for the shoe to drop. Some people are waiting to say, I told you so. Some people are waiting to dunk on Madcraft. It's a national pastime.
Yep.
So we're just waiting to see what goes down in this one.
And you know what's interesting? Miller Moss, 1,300 yards, 7 touchdowns, 4 interceptions on the season. Not a bad quarterback. I think his expectations were a little higher in Jeff Brohm's system and Jeff Brohm's offense in Louisville. And to your point, Diesel, about the cracks in the foundation with Miami, We saw a few of those cracks in the foundation a season ago. We have not in 2025. Miami's been spectacular. So will there be any cracks in the foundation tonight? I'm with you. Nebraska-Minnesota might not be a bad game. It's only a 7.5-point spread in favor of Nebraska on the road. Matt Rhule, are you kidding me on a Friday night? Sign me up, but I'm with you. I want to go Miami-Louisville. By the way, Diesel, Miami favored by 10.5 points. That feels like a lot of points tonight.
Yeah, it's hard not to pull for a guy like Miller Moss. We sat across from him at ACC kickoff. Incredibly intelligent guy. It's hard not to have that guy high on a pedestal just because of the intelligence that he has. But, you know, ultimately he's coming in with not quite the same fanfare and prestige and pedigree that they have over there at Miami with Carson Beck. So I like Miami to probably cover in this one.
Yeah, you know, it's crazy how quickly things change in college football, right? Carson Beck a year ago was kind of on the decline. Now Carson Beck's on the rise again. Miller Moss, I mean, you go back to that LSU Southern Cal season opener. Miller Moss looked incredible, right? He looked like something you'd find on a high-dollar website. Now he looks like something you'll find off of Temu. So things change quickly in college football, Diesel. No offense to Miller Moss. Like you said, we had him on the show. Late-night snack, though. How about this one in the ACC? You might have to you know how normally, Diesel, you pay to buy a ticket, and then you go to the game and you watch the game? Rumor has it in Berkeley, California tonight, they're actually paying people to come watch North Carolina and Cal.
Yeah, I always joke that you can get into this game for a canned good, you know, like over the years, Cole, I'm sure you've been involved in this once or twice, you know, when there's a big canned food drive going on and you can get into a football game for a couple of cans of corn or to a baseball game or a basketball game or whatever. I always joke that that's what's going on out there, but I think that might be the case, to be honest. Nobody is going to be watching this game. I always like to tune in to power conference games and see empty stands, and it just begs the question, why are these two teams playing each other? Why are they in the same conference?
Amen.
Why is it a Friday night game? What are we doing here? Why are you playing in a stadium this big? I just don't get it. You know, if a band's coming to town and they can't sell out the 10,000-seat venue that they have been booked in, they'll move them to a 1,000-standing-room club, and then it feels packed, it feels tight, and it's fun. It's not fun to go to a game where no one else is there.
Yeah, Cal and Stanford, still don't like them in the ACC. So let's continue the conversation to Saturday. Tomorrow on the weekend menu, Tolos, you can participate as well, 844-326-3663. By the way, shout out to iGuy, who is new to the contest on the Upset Picks Challenge. Keep them coming at 844-FANFONE.
iGuy is an optician.
Yeah.
I asked him if he was an obstetrician, but that's not the right thing at all. I asked him if he's an optometrist, and he said, no, I'm not an optometrist. I'm an optician. Now, iGuy, you're going to have to explain what's the difference between an optometrist and an optician. But
yeah,
please do that on the text line.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, here we go. Noon / 1 o'clock window tomorrow, Diesel. No multi-view, no YouTube TV, none of that. You only get to pick one on the weekend menu, and we are off. LSU Vandy, how about that? At 12 noon, it's a big one. And if you haven't seen 2-5-1 teams where Vandy is favored, welcome to 2025. Vandy is favored by 1.5 over LSU. That's
right. Is that in Tennessee or is it at LSU?
It's in Nashville, baby. Tennessee, the big city, Music City.
That glorious home field advantage that they have there in that stadium, which, is it done yet or are they still, is it still like half a stadium?
They can say, our bars are louder than yours. Our bars are louder than the fans in the stadium, right? So that's a pretty strong one out of the gate.
It
you
is.
Also have Haynes King, Brent Key versus Duke, a 4-2 Duke team, 6-0 Georgia Tech. Duke, by the way, I'll throw another wild one at you. Duke favored by 2.5 points tomorrow. You would think the team with less losses would be favored over the team with more losses, but as Lee said, not so fast. Mensa's incredible. Haynes King's incredible. Diesel, that's a good option. You also, at 12 noon, have Washington 5-1 versus 4-2 Michigan. That's not a bad game either.
Okay.
You also have Baylor TCU at noon o'clock. Okay. Army Tulane, meh. You have 12:45. I'm going to throw that one in there as well. South Carolina and Oklahoma going at it. And that is going to conclude the noon/12:45 window. South Carolina, Oklahoma, that's one option. You can go Baylor TCU as an option. You can go Washington, Michigan. You can go Georgia Tech, Duke, or you can go LSU, Vandy. I'm giving you five to choose from there in conferences spread out here. What are you taking?
I just wonder, Cole, if that South Carolina-Oklahoma game is going to be pushed back 15 minutes to allow some fans time to get into the stadium. Because it's going to be a nightmare trying to get into Williams-Brice tomorrow. Get there early if you are going. Most national appeal out of these games, it's not Oklahoma-South Carolina. I think a lot of people are probably going to stay away just because they don't know about John Mateer, whether or not he's going to be play or effective, whether or not South Carolina is all that good. I think that one's probably out. Duke Georgia Tech just doesn't sound as sexy as it should when you got two really good teams.
It don't.
The answer is LSU Vandy, I think. That's a top 20 matchup on a top 20 team. And, you know, Diego Pavia is still a story nonetheless. And, man, could we see LSU take a loss here, get to that two-loss mark,
ooh,
and then kind of be teetering on that edge of
bubble.
Are they still a playoff team?
The bubble watch is what you're referring to. They could. They could. That's going to be a good one. I think I side with you. South Carolina, Oklahoma, obviously locally, Diesel, you'll be there covering it. It'll have a ton of local interest. And by the way, Diesel, when you walk in the press box, our seat is all the way to the left, kind of, in the seating area.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
Okay.
You walk in, you've got the food to the right. By the way.
They put us as far away from the food as they can.
Yeah, that's probably true. South Carolina's press box. Diesel, you tell me if I'm wrong on Monday, but I have always enjoyed going to South Carolina's press box more than Clemson's because of the press box food. That's all that matters. I've never been impressed with Clemson's press box food. It's usually like brats and some chips or something like that.
That's because it's R-Mark food.
Yeah, I know that, but at least put a little effort into it. Make some chicken and gravy. Like, South Carolina's food's good.
I have been to a Clemson game around Thanksgiving where they did a full Thanksgiving spread, which was really nice. But you're right. Normally it's burgers and brats and dogs and barbecue. And there's nothing wrong with that. Hey, that's literally the definition of looking a gift horse in the mouth. But but it's been a while since I've covered a game at South Carolina.
I love it, man.
I'm looking forward to it.
It's fun. It's a lot of fun. We're all the way to the left. You'll see it like second row, middle row. It might still say ESPN Upstate, by the way. I think the placard still says ESPN Upstate, even though we're not ESPN Upstate
anymore. We know what we're looking for. Why spend the money on a new one?
That's right. Exactly. So that is the noon window in terms of games, Diesel, for tomorrow. Let's get to the afternoon window, then we'll get to the phone lines. All right, let's start with 3:30 tomorrow on CBS. By the way, Tolos, if you just tuned in, it's the weekend menu, the best game in each time slot. I want to hear from you at 844-326-3663. Julian Sayin and Bo Jackson taking on Wisconsin. Wisconsin's not good, but it's the number one team in college football, so there will be eyeballs on that one, right? You also have Michigan State versus Indiana. Michigan State's not good, but Indiana's the number three team in the country, so there will be eyeballs on it. You have Texas A&M, Arkansas. You have Ole Miss, Georgia, 3:30. Kirby Smart versus Lane Kiffin. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
SMU Clemson at 3:30. Nationally, a lot of eyeballs on that one, especially with Cade Klubnik and that ankle, you know, in question. You have your upset pick in Boise, Idaho at Albertson Stadium. UNLV, Dan Mullen looking to knock off Boise State as a 12.5-point underdog. You have a rivalry game on ESPN Plus in the Sun Belt between Coastal Carolina and App State, your Mountaineers, at the 3:30 window. And I'll also throw in the 4 o'clock window, Diesel, just for the heck of it. Texas Tech, Arizona State with Sam Levitt back. Texas Tech, the number 7 team in the country, favored by 7.5. Mississippi State, Florida, Billy Napier. That 3:30, 4 o'clock window, good luck choosing one.
Ooh. Yeah, that's really tough to choose one out of that Ooh. Slate. I mean, people are maybe going to look to see if Billy Napier's getting fired at the end of this game. They lose to Mississippi State, and it's a done deal. By the way, I did see earlier this week that apparently big-time donors at Florida have said, we will cut off the money we're giving you if you don't fire Billy Napier.
Ooh, so cutting it off. Cut him off.
Florida may feel boxed into a corner and have no choice but to fire Billy Napier, win or lose. And wouldn't it be funny, Cole, if Kurt Cignetti gets a massive pay increase and then somehow stumbles to a bad Michigan State team? I don't think it's likely to happen. It just feels like
that'd be
kismet,
bad.
Something weird could go on, and Indiana gives up three picks, and one of them's a pick six, and all of a sudden, crap, you're in a game against the Spartans. No, I think the one and only answer in this time slot is Ole Miss, Georgia. This is a monster.
It is.
Monster matchup. I hear that Lane Kiffin and Kirby Smart are going to do a push-up challenge at halftime. Maybe they're going to run some laps, put on their Apple Watches, and see who burns the most number of calories. That's the answer, though.
And before we get to the 7:30, 8 o'clock window, let's go to the phone lines at 844-326-3663. The one, the only, Dewey, wants to chime in. What's up, Dewey?
Yes, tomorrow is a very important day for Clemson, and even I think it's more important day for South Carolina.
Wow, bold take there, Dewey. Bold take, buddy.
If South Carolina loses tomorrow, that's it for them. They might not even win against Coastal Carolina. That's going to show how good and how bad they are.
Oh,
because they're going against a guy who hurt his hand and he's boo-hooing. It's their chance to get back into the game. If they pull this off and win, sky's the limit. Like Tom in Somerville said, they might run the races again.
Oh,
who knows?
Dear God.
But it starts tomorrow. It ends tomorrow, because if they poop the bed, then their season's over with. And Shane Beamer will have a lot of answers at the end of the year, a lot of people to answer to, and I hope he gets held accountable. Okay. As far as Clemson's concerned, if they pooped again dead against SMU, which is very likely because Kate Klubnik is a crybaby. He can't just stand still and throw the ball. He has to run around and stuff. If they lose and poop the bed, their season's in jeopardy also. So it's two big games for them. And I hope on Monday I can say, ooh, in your face, Matt Kraft, because Louisville's going to wipe the play of Miami tonight. This is their game, and Louisville's going to get them.
Oh, that's
thanks,
Dewey. Dewey didn't even realize that he was calling out Matt Kraft, who just messaged in on the stream.
He did.
Not a minute and a half ago. Said, I was going to call in, but I'm refusing to follow Dewey again. Matt Kraft, you just got called out. What are you going to do with that information?
Wow, that's interesting. All right, we've got to hit the last window real quick because we've got Clay Hendricks coming up, Diesel. The 7:30, 8 o'clock window tomorrow night, weekend menu. Let's start with Texas-Kentucky because Texas, 4-2, 1-1 in the SEC, playing a horrible Kentucky team. You also, for funds and giggles, I guess, throw in Penn State, Iowa, since Penn State has a new coach.
Watch them win. Watch them beat Iowa by 21 points.
Iowa, by the way, Iowa favored by 3.5. 7:30, boom, 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 Tennessee, Alabama. You also have Southern Cal, Notre Dame at 7:30 tomorrow. Pittsburgh, Syracuse, meh. Missouri, Auburn, meh. Utah, BYU at 8. That might be a good game right there, believe it or not, Utah, BYU. So let's do that. Let's make it the choices. Utah, BYU, Southern Cal, Notre Dame, Tennessee, Bama, or Penn State, Iowa, and then, heck, throw in Texas, Kentucky as well.
I am not saying this because I'm friends with the Leprechaun of Lyman's agent, but come on. It's Southern Cal, Notre Dame. That is an historic annual matchup. Southern Cal, Notre Dame.
Nobody cares about that. There's only 30,000 people there. Nobody cares.
They only have their own national spotlight time slot every single week.
No,
Diesel. I mean, Tennessee-Alabama is a sexy pick, too.
Tennessee-Bama.
Tennessee-Bama.
Tennessee-Bama. That's going to be so good. That's going to be good. So that is the weekend menu plus a very late-night game, 10:30. Florida State, 3-3 Florida State, by the way, favored by 18.5 points over a horrible, and I mean a horrible, Stanford team. That'll be, you might just want to go ahead and go to bed.
Before we run off to break, Cole, and then we'll be bringing on Clay Hendricks, Furman head football coach, in the next segment. Madcraft has been called out. Madcraft has called in.
No.
But he wanted to, what did Rome used to call it? Shine himself or something. He wants to go by the name Happy today.
Oh, God.
Happy, are you there?
Okay. Yes, I am. I am happy.
Okay.
It's a happy day because it's game day. But listen, I'm going to let y'all know something a little bit for Dooley, just to Dooley. Okay. Louisville has three running backs ruled out. One that is ruled, he was questionable. He got upgraded to probable. One running back that's maybe probable, and then one kind of hurt running back that they have actively playing tonight. Okay, I'm just going to let you know, if Louisville's whole premise is to have zero run game and to try to sit back in that pocket and play their little pass game against our pass rush, it's going to be a long night in the Rock. I'm telling you that right now.
Y'all got lucky with these injuries.
Who? I guess we got lucky?
Yeah. No, Madcraft, the other person I'm talking to.
Oh, well, I mean, hey, you know what? If you want to consider that, I'll consider it.
I'm kidding.
I'm not high.
Right. By the way, I agree with you. I don't think it'll be close tonight.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I just wanted to let Dewey know that.
Well, Dewey also predicts Louisville 56, Miami 28.
Okay, well, that's just unreasonable.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
Thanks, Matt Kraft.
Thanks, man.
I'll let y'all guys go.
All right,
I appreciate it.
That's Matt Kraft. Good stuff.
All right, let's get off to break, Cole, and let's talk to the head Furman Paladin in charge. They had a tough weekend last week, but guess what? It's a new week, and it's a rivalry week. Furman taking on Wofford in Spartanburg tomorrow. We'll talk to Clay Hendricks about it next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Well, Tolos, we are going to ask you one more time, and then maybe again two more times, and maybe again three more times for your upset pick, 844-326-3663. Make sure you get it in because time is running out. Again, if you're new to the challenge, we've got hundreds playing, hundreds participating, but If you're new to the challenge, you are looking for an underdog this weekend on ESPN.com in college football that has a spread to outright win the game. It's very, very difficult, as Diesel and I can attest to. However, Dave Mosley says, nah, it's not that difficult. Right, Diesel?
Yeah, he hits the easy button every week.
Yeah, he's got 1,000 points, it feels like. I mean, seriously, he's got that guy's just on a hot streak right now, killing it. So, shout out to Dave Mosley. Have we seen Dave Mosley's pick come in yet?
Dave has not picked to this point. Dave has 70 points. Second place, USC Justin, 47.5. Third place, Kevin Buggs, 41. Now, USC Justin just got his pick in. He's taken SMU plus 9.5 over Clemson. Really popular pick. Kevin Buggs got his in earlier, and I'm going to see if I can find it here. Kevin Buggs, he's taking USC plus 9.5 over Notre Dame.
Not bad. Not bad. So the points, if you're new to the show and you don't know what the points mean, if you hit on your pick, those points are added to your name, a season-long rolling total, and that's how Dave Mosley has gotten as many points as he has. So very simple. If you haven't done so, participate in the challenge brought to you by Ingles Markets. They're the best. You text the show at 844-326-3663. Go ahead and save that number in your phone. And you send in the name of you, your name, the game, and the spread. So, for example, giving you a perfect example of how to do it. Joey gets in 30 minutes ago or so at the Hub City Spartanburgers text line and says, upset pick, give me UNLV plus 10.5 versus Boise State, and then he puts his name, Joey Bruton. That is the perfect way to do it. You can also go like Eric B., Washington over Michigan plus 5.5, but nonetheless, we would love to have you participate in the challenge. You're looking on ESPN.com. For whoever is the underdog, the team that's not favored to win, to outright win the game. And if you want to know what not to do, listen to Diesel and I.
Well, right? Good thing is, we have some Tolos who will tell us at the end of the season, oh, I didn't think I could win, so I didn't jump in. You can always get into the challenge. You can always go on a run. And there's still a lot of football left to be played, Cole.
Yeah,
we're
man.
Only going into week 8. And there are 16 weeks of regular season games. So you have 11 more chances to pick regular season games. And then we have pre-Christmas bowls, post-Christmas bowls, conference championship week. So we still have 12 more picks to go. A long way to go in this challenge. You can jump in right now, and it happens every year. Somebody jumps in late, and they make a run to the top of the leaderboard. It could happen. Don't do that whole sad, well, I don't think I can win. I'm not going to play. Get in, start playing right now.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun, man. This weekend, the slate this weekend's insane for college football. Noon, 3:30. I don't think 7:30 is quite as strong, but my gosh, the noon and 3:30 slate of games is spectacular. So, Tolos, before we get into the interview with Matt Smith of Sports Talk Media Network, we want to invite you one more time, if you haven't done so already, hop in the Upset Picks Challenge. Again, the phone number one more time to text in your pick. That's the only way, that and the phone lines. You can call in your pick as well, but we prefer for you to text it in at 844-326-3663.
Do it and get it to us before 7 o'clock. You got an hour left.
That's right.
An hour to get your upset picks in. And Smitty is going to give us his upset pick in the very next segment. We'll talk to Smitty about South Carolina figuring things out with their new offensive line coach. Familiar face around Columbia. We'll be talking to him about the Clemson game and Cade Klubnik's status. Also, kind of a roundtable discussion on a lot of other things happening in college football. Smitty from Sports Talk Media Network next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.